Hey, Carol, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I bought a new house August of 2008.
Well,
no
congratulations.
One had lived in it. It had been pre-built.
Okay.
And shortly after we moved in, we found a big crack in the upstairs bedroom, and it went down on both sides of the corner. So the builder just retaped and rebedded it.
And now it's come back.
No.
Okay.
Now, it downstairs in the vicinity, we have grout cracks, tile cracks.
Oh, boy.
And I'm concerned if it's a foundation problem because now it's gone across the butler's pantry, across the closet, and now I have two cracks in the den.
And do you have a 10-year warranty on that house? Was there a warranty from the builder?
Yes.
And have you notified the warranty company of the problem?
I've notified the builder, and he has contacted his structural engineer. I've had another company come out, and they say, oh, everything is okay, but I think the builder may have these people in their pockets.
Okay, listen, there's two things that I want you to do. First of all, you need to notify the warranty company. Notifying the builder does not protect you in the event of a warranty claim.
Yeah, you need to get to the warranty people first.
Absolutely. Get your warranty booklet out and take a look at what the claims procedure is. And you want to notify the warranty company that you've got a potentially serious structural issue with the house so that you're covered. Because there's a clock ticking here. And if you don't notify them in the proper time frame, then you may not get the coverage. So you want to do that. And the second thing I want you to do is get your own independent structural engineer to look at this. You're going to have to spend a little money, but that's the only way you're going to get to the bottom of that. So you need to find a good structural engineer. You could. One thing I would do is I might call some home inspectors in the area and ask who they recommend for that kind of work. And I would get a licensed structural engineer in there to check that out and have them give you a report as to what it is, what's causing it, and what has to be done to fix it. And with that in hand, you can go back to the builder and possibly to the warranty company. Now, I will warn you that the warranty company coverage is usually very loose. It definitely favors the builder.
Of course.
But you need to make sure you read the warranty booklet, and you need to get that engineer to write his report in such a way as it qualifies whether or not it's covered by the warranty, if that's possible.
Okay, good.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.